You're listening to a podcast provided by Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children NHS Trust. This podcast explains about medicines and how you can understand them better. It was written in November 2007 and recorded in March 2008. Medicines can be confusing. On the one hand, we are told that they can cure an illness or improve our symptoms, but on the other, that they can be dangerous if taken incorrectly. The key to dealing with medicines effectively is to understand them. This podcast is one of a series and you can listen to the others on our website. Pharmaceutical or medicine-making companies are always carrying out research to find completely new medicines or discover new ways of using existing ones. It is never a quick process to develop a new medicine. The ones that make the news have usually been in development for tens of years, costing millions of pounds before they are released. This section explains a little more about how medicines are developed. All medicines contain an active ingredient. Some active ingredients are man-made, but many are derived from nature, such as extracts from plants. For instance, the cancer medicines vincristine and vinblastine contain an active ingredient found in periwinkle plants. The pharmaceutical industry has to find a way to produce the active ingredient in large enough quantities to make the medicine. This might mean making an artificial version of the active ingredient, or, if it is plentiful, purifying it. Once the pharmaceutical company has solved this puzzle, the next stage is to find out how to mix the active ingredient with other substances to form a liquid, tablet, capsule, or other form of medicine. The medicine then goes through several stages of testing to make sure it works as it was designed to do, and to find out about any possible side effects. These tests are called clinical trials and can last for many years. Once the clinical trials have been completed, the medicine is submitted to the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, or MHRA for short. All medicines and medical products have to be regulated by the MHRA, who monitor them continually and can withdraw one if concerns are raised. Anyone can report side effects or problems with medicines or products to the MHRA. You don't have to be a doctor or pharmacist. More information about this is available from the MHRA. This section explains about the difference between prescription-only medicines and over-the-counter medicines in the UK. There are two main categories of medicine available in the UK. Prescription-only medicines, or POMS for short, and over-the-counter, or OTC, medicines. POMS can only be given to patients with a prescription signed by a doctor or other registered prescriber. These medicines tend to be ones that need closer supervision or regular monitoring by a doctor. Doctors often prescribe medicines for which there is an OTC alternative, so if you pay prescription charges, it's worth asking the pharmacist if there is an OTC version. OTC medicines are those that you can buy without a prescription, such as mild painkillers, cough and cold remedies, and antacids. You can buy some of these from a supermarket, but others can only be bought from a pharmacy. Even though you can buy OTC medicines without a prescription, you should still take care. Taking them in the wrong way or combining them with other medicines can still have serious side effects. This section explains about prescriptions, what the writing on it means, and what happens when you take it to your community pharmacy. Your prescription is an order from the prescriber to a pharmacist saying that you need a particular medicine. You might also hear a prescription called a script. These days, most prescriptions are generated by computer, so the pharmacist no longer has to decipher a doctor's handwriting. The prescription should contain your name and address and age if you are under 16 years old. The name of the medicine will follow next, usually with the name and strength first, followed by the dosage. Finally, the number of tablets or capsules or the length of the treatment course is included. In years gone by, some parts of the prescription used to be written in Latin, but this rarely happens now. When you take your prescription to the community pharmacy, you should fill in the back of the form if you are collecting the medicine on someone else's behalf or you are receiving certain benefits. Remember that children in England under 16 or under 19 in full-time education receive free prescriptions. If you live outside of England, the situation may be different, so check with your pharmacist. The pharmacist may ask you some questions to check whether the medicine prescribed could interact with any other medicines you are taking. This includes over-the-counter medicines, herbal and complementary medicines too. The medicine will then be dispensed by the pharmacist, who will count out the number of tablets or capsules or measure the amount of liquid, adding a label to the package or bottle. When you receive your medicine, check that you understand the label. It should contain your name and the date it was dispensed, along with instructions for taking the medicine. It will also give special instructions, for instance, whether the medicine should be taken after food or on an empty stomach. The pharmacist will check that you understand the instructions before you leave the pharmacy. Most medicines in the UK now come with a patient information leaflet in the packet, and this section explains a little more about them. Patient information leaflets are provided by the manufacturer of the medicine and have to be given to patients when medicines are dispensed. They have to conform to a certain format and contain particular information. The patient information leaflet describes the medicine, its active ingredients, how it should be taken, and the possible side effects that could happen. The majority of side effects are identified when the medicine is being tested, and they are all included in the patient information leaflet. They can make for worrying reading, but remember that some of the reported side effects are extremely rare. Sometimes the patient information leaflet might not mention the reason you are taking the medicine, or may be misleading, because some medicines were originally developed to treat one condition but were found to help a completely separate condition. If you are concerned about what's written in the patient information leaflet, please talk it over with your pharmacist. Children are very different to adults, but only a few medicines are developed especially for children. This section explains about unlicensed medicines for children and what this means. Some medicines used to treat children's illnesses are said to be unlicensed, which means that the reason the medicine is being used is not covered by the license. Manufacturers might not have included children in the clinical trials used to test the medicine, so cannot include them in the license application. In other circumstances, medicines may not have a license at all, often because they are used to treat very rare conditions. Despite this, you can be assured that your doctor has only prescribed an unlicensed medicine because they think it will benefit your child and no licensed alternative is available. Recently, some changes have come about to increase the number of medicines being developed and tested specifically for children. For instance, medicines that can be used for children will be given a license once the company has given details of the investigations it is planning. Investigations into children's medicines through Europe will also be recorded centrally, so testing is not repeated unnecessarily. Generic medicines, that is, unbranded medicines, can also take out a license under the Pediatric Use Marketing Authorization, or PUMA, scheme. Medicines that are newly developed and or only used to treat a small number of people will also be able to take out a license. This is unlikely to impact on you as a parent, but in the long term will mean that fewer unlicensed medicines will need to be used. Alternative and complementary medicines are often available over the counter in health food shops, but like mainstream medicines, they can still have harmful effects if taken improperly. This section explains why it is important to tell your pharmacist about all medicines your child is taking, including herbal and complementary medicines. Herbal or homeopathic medicines are often referred to as alternative or complementary medicines. These are different to mainstream medicines in that they are not subject to the same rigorous testing, and there is some debate about whether they are effective and, if so, how they work. They are often available over the counter, sometimes with little information about them available. For instance, some vitamins can be harmful if taken in too high a dose, and others are not recommended for children at all. Some can interact with how prescribed medicines work, for example, St. John's wort. Whether you decide to give your child alternative and complementary medicines is up to you, but it is important that you tell your doctor about all the medicines your child is taking. This will let them work out if there are any possible interactions. If you have any questions about the information contained in this podcast or about medicines in general, your pharmacist should always be your first port of call. Most community pharmacies have a quiet room where you can talk to a pharmacist in private, and many hold a selection of health information leaflets as well. You can find details of your nearest community pharmacy in the phone book or your local newspaper. This information was compiled by the Pharmacy Department in collaboration with the Child and Family Information Group at Great Ormond Street Hospital for Children NHS Trust. It was written in November 2007 and recorded in March 2008. This information does not constitute health or medical advice and will not necessarily reflect treatment at other hospitals. If you have any questions, please ask your doctor. No liability can be taken as a result of using this information.